Let's talk a little bit about stage two disease. And the first thing that we wanted to find out was the issue of the patient with less than optimal number of nodes. And we presented a case of 8 nodes with stage two, otherwise all good risk factors. And again, both for patient recommendation as well as what people want to do. I mean, they treat it as a high-risk situation. That message seems like it's gotten out there. Yep. Is that your perception?
Right. The message is out there when we ask docs or if we see referrals. Under 10 nodes is clearly a trigger.
I've heard 12.
Well, where I was saying is clearly a trigger. So the bar, it's a continuum, and I think we need to recognize that too. There's new guidelines that'll come out, I think it's next year or the year after, where if your hospital doesn't have a certain percentage of over 12 lymph nodes in a specimen in stage 2 colon, they're going to pay you differently. So there's an awareness that's coming up in the surgical world, and the pathologists are hearing that message.
And again, you know, it gets into this question of like whose fault is it or whose responsibility is it in terms of surgeon versus pathologist. What I hear from a lot of people is, you know, we send the pathologist, quote, back to the basement and they find the 12 nodes usually. Is that your experience?
Yes, but they don't find 20 more
right.
lymph nodes. So we're now starting to see some specimens. It's quite interesting of, you know, 0 of 35 lymph nodes, which we never used to see in colorectal cancer. So I'm wondering back on this shift in surgical practices, too. There are a lot of folks who are now doing laparoscopic colectomies. And while I think that's reasonable, the data would suggest that's okay, not everybody knows how to do one. And so, you know, the guy who does one once a month may do a different resection than the guy who's doing 2 a week. And so I do think we need to have a good dialogue between our surgeons, pathologists, and medical oncologists around this issue and making sure we're getting adequate node samples.
That's interesting. You know, being in a tertiary center, you know, any rough guess at what fraction of the patients you see have had laparoscopic surgery?
It's probably over a third now, and it's certainly increasing as a carrot for community surgeons to be able to do them this way. The patient who comes in obstructed is maybe the one real contraindication to doing laparoscopic procedures. And we're now even starting to see folks getting rectal tumors resected laparoscopically.
Right. And I'm not sure it's been documented whether in community practice laparoscopic surgery results in fewer nodes. I've heard people, you know, talk about that. I guess the trials, which, you know, maybe a trial situation might be different.
I've certainly seen cases of patients who've had laparoscopic colectomies, and those tend to correlate with fewer nodes. But again, for clinical trial purposes, you're not going to capture that because entry into clinical trials requires you having a certain number of nodes. If you do not have enough nodes, then you're in the high-risk group and you're eligible for a different trial.